Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning to Bible Story Land. Oh, my God, can you believe it's September the 18th, 2021? What a mighty God we serve. He has brought us this far by faith, and he won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He loves his creation. He loves his creation. And yet, one thing about it, he is so gracious, so favorable towards us. His children, he's mighty, and he put his image on the inside of us. Isn't he great? Isn't he wonderful? He's a mighty God. Yes, we're in, his almighty palm, and nothing, nobody can snatch us out. He's an amazing God. He's an awesome king, a mighty God. And I thank God for each of you this morning. Welcome to Family Day. We are honoring families today. And you know God said in his word in Psalms 133, verse 1, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren, families, dwell together in unity. We must dwell together, live at peace with one another, be joined together, and be whole in the name of Jesus. The only way we can do that is through the Most High God. He commissioned us, commanded in the first commandment. He said we're to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And guess what? The second commandment is like that one. It said we have to love each other like we love ourselves. And we don't have the right to say, God, you don't know what she did to me. God, you don't know what he did to me. No, we bring them forth in prayer. We say, Lord, I forgive him. I forgive her for what they did to me, for they know not what they did. Don't you remember Jesus said that? And Jesus, yes, we sinned against him. But he said, Father, forgive her. Forgive him, for they don't know what they're doing. You know, we even crucified him afresh. And he said, how many times? Yeah, how many times? Yeah, 70 times 7. Oh, yeah, just keep forgiving over and over. Every time they step on your toe, every time they look at your cross eye. You know how families go. We say, you know how she is. You know how he is. No, we know how God is, and that's our pattern. So we thank God for keeping our eyes fixed on him, not on those others. And we don't have no stones to throw. No, we don't. We're children of the Most High God, and we're all human. We all make mistakes. We all got flaws. He said no good thing can come from our flesh. So we got to put the flesh aside, and we got to pick up the Spirit of God. Yeah, we got to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Die to ourselves daily. Die to ourselves. Give up who we are. Love our brother. You know, so love covers a multitude of faults. So we all got faults, and we're asking our brothers and sisters to love us like they love themselves, and we got to be the example. So I thank God for you this morning. It's Family Day today on Bible Story Land. We have Karen Artell on with us. She's going to play a song of praise this morning. We are grateful for Karen. She lives in Houston, Texas, and, you know, it was a storm headed there. But we are praying, Lord God, you are the ruler of every nation. We ask you to turn every storm away in the name of Jesus. Dissolve them. Send them back to the ocean in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for each. We thank God that you are our Lord, our shepherd, our king in Jesus' name. Have your way this morning on Bible Story Land Family Day. Ah, yeah, have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way this morning in Jesus' name. All right, Karen, what are you going to play this morning? Good morning.
I'm going to be a part of the family of God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sarah, thank you so much. We want to be a part of the family of God. You know, we are part of a physical family. We have a father, a mother, a sister, brother, whatever in the family, grandparents, aunties, uncles. But we definitely, when we got saved, we became a part of a new family, the family of God. You know, that family that you know, hopefully pray together, that family that God said, yeah, this your father, this your mother, but they're earthly family. So we thank God today that he put us in a family. And then when we got saved, we became a part of the family of God. Isn't that awesome? I mean, that's awesome. God loves our fathers, mothers, grandchildren, children, grandchildren, uncles, aunts, cousins, and he wants us to dwell together in unity. Oh, yeah, we got to be peace. Don't be a peace breaker. Be a peacemaker. We can't be peace breakers. We got to be peacemakers. No, we don't want to break the peace. We don't want to start gossip. Uh-uh. We got to watch what comes. Death and life are in the power of our tongues when we become children of the Most High. Death and life. So we want to speak life to our family members. Don't be trying to remember what happened in 2020, you know, the terrible things. Focus on the good things. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, think on these things. You know, sometimes let's lay down the negative and pick up the positive. Like I said, today is Family Day. Thank you for joining us. We are so grateful to Father God for connecting us all together to worship, to praise, to honor him. Oh, we are so grateful this morning. We have with us a mighty woman of God, Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Oh, my God, she's been with us for quite some time, and we are so grateful for her family. She is the pastor of Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing well, doing well. God bless you, and thank you for asking. We've had so many deaths in our community. As a matter of fact, our home church has had 5 deaths in the last 5 weeks. So today we are funeralizing the church clerk. Her name is Deborah Spaulding. Last Saturday it was my brother-in-law, Deacon Jimmy Harbor. We've had a lot of deaths in our home church. But God is still good.
Yes, Lord.
He is still good.
Yes, he is. Still on. Yes.
I'm going to sing I Need Thee. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every house I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come. I come to Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We certainly need the Lord in this hour. Ooh, we need him more than our very breath. We need him more than, oh, my God, words can even say. So we thank God for you, Pastor Donna. We'll be continually praying for you, your family, the church family, and those in all over the world, all over the world. We all need prayer. It's time for us to become at peace with one another. You know, one day the Lord's going to, when we stand before him, I don't know about you, but I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But we also have Jackie Travis on with her. That's the Donna's cousin. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God for her this morning. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm here with Michelle LaVon today.
All right.
And we're going to sing. Miss Jackie's going to help us sing. Miss Jackie's going to sing on the radio. There's another Jackie here. She's going to help us sing, too. We're going to sing our, you know,
right,
our vocal song. We got two Jackies and a Michelle here today. Okay.
Hey,
Michelle, I told Michelle, I said, that's my cousin singing, Michelle. We got to top that. Michelle said, how can we top that? So we, I told her, I said, we can't, but we'll try to do the best we can. Too funny. You ready, Michelle? Okay. I just want to thank you
forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me.
Yes. Can't nobody do it, Lord.
Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless me.
I want to praise you.
I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever.
Oh, you done for me.
Can't do it like you do it, Lord.
Blessings and glory
and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory,
yes.
And honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory, and honor, they all belong to you.
Oh, blessings and glory
and honor, they all belong to you.
I thank you, Jesus,
for blessing me.
Straight from Bethel Baptist Institutional Church. All Bethel members in here.
Amen. Thank God for the choir this morning. Yeah.
Thank God for the choir.
Thank God for you all this morning. Awesome, awesome song. Thank God. Oh, my God. And we definitely thank God. We have so much to thank you for. I mean, it would take us an eternity to thank you for his goodness. Yeah. All the blessings he give us, woo, he load us up with benefits every day. He give us life, abundant life. We are grateful. Well, moving right along, we have a mighty woman of God. She turned 85, you all, from Marrero, Louisiana. We have with us Sister Glory Dean, Minister Glory Dean Charlo from Marrero, Louisiana. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. Good morning to everyone out on Radio Land. Praise God. I feel good today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Can you hear me?
This morning?
You can't
yes,
hear
ma'am.
Me, huh?
What are you going to sing?
I have decided to follow Jesus. Hello? Can you hear me? I have decided to follow Jesus.
Okay.
I was making sure that you hear me.
Very clear.
Okay. Piano. For some reason, the piano isn't working. Wait, I don't know what happened. Okay, let's see. It's strange. I don't know what happened to it. Seems like it's having a problem. There it is. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Morning. brought me through. Lord, your grace and your mercy brought me through. I'm living this morning. It's all because of you. Lord, I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought us through. We live in this morning, Lord, it's all because of you. Lord, we want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy brought me through. All of your grace and your mercy, thank you, Jesus, brought me through. I'm living this morning, Lord, I know it's all because of you. Lord, I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy brought me through.
Amen. Oh, my God. Your grace and mercy. I'm telling you, we can't live without his grace and mercy. We cannot live without his grace and mercy. His grace and mercy is what's going to bring us through. Amen, amen. That's what we need, grace, mercy. Oh, Lord, we can't make it without his grace and mercy. I can't begin to tell you. He's good, he's great, and he is merciful. We cannot live without God's mercy. Oh, no, uh-uh. So I thank God for each of you all this morning. Well, we have a mother and daughter on with us this morning. From Macomb, Mississippi, Sister Bridget and Breonna, maybe her other daughter. Good morning, Sister Bridget. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. Hello, everyone.
Hey. Good morning. Good morning. What are y'all going to sing? Who's going to sing with you this morning?
Me and my girls and Bree, she have her friend over here, so we all going to we're going to sing How Great Is Our God.
Amen. Go right ahead.
How great is our God. Tell me how great is our God. Always see how great is our God. How great is our God.
See your name above all names, and he's worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God. See your name above all names, and he's worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. Oh, sing how great, how great. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you all so much. I love it. and family. Come
man.
On, mother and the little friend. Thank God for them. My God, we just love and praise the Lord on you. Thank God it's family day. We're honoring family, fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. We're honoring each and every one of you. We thank God for creating families. He wants us to dwell together in love and unity. So we got to be the peacemakers in the family. Learn how to make peace as much as possible that dwells within us. We got to be peacemakers. Yeah. God is a peacemaker. Jehovah Shalom, God of peace. I'm looking for Tyson on here this morning and her daughter. Tyson, if you're on, can you press 1 on your phone? Tyson, are you on this morning? All right. I don't see Tyson on here right now. Don't see a number on, but maybe she'll come on a little bit later. Let's see. Tyson, okay. Don't think she's on yet this morning. We're thanking God for her and for her family.
Amen.
They live in Houston, Texas. So now we're going to have Prophetess Lawson. She's on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Prophetess Ernestine Lawson. We're going to ask her to say a prayer for families this morning and include all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, good morning.
Good
morning, good morning. It's been a joy listening to everyone sing amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for everything that's been said thus far. Amen. And so we, as I go to the throne room of grace, so Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day that we've never seen before. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit waking us up in a mind to praise you, in a mind to glorify you, in a mind, Lord God, to, hallelujah, just to give you all the honor and the praise that's due unto you, Lord God. We just thank you, Father, hallelujah, for all things said and done, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the activities of our limbs, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for how you move upon us, Lord God, and giving us strength, oh God. But, Lord God, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the one that has died for us, Lord God, giving us the right back, the tree of life. And so, therefore, Lord God, as we reconnect to the tree of life, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the life that you've given us through family. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for everyone lifted in the sound of my voice and those that may listen to later on. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for mothers and fathers, oh God, like you gave us Adam and Eve, oh God. We thank you for mothers and fathers, oh God. Some of our fathers and some of our mothers, amen, may not have known you for the pardon of their sins, but we still say thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for those mothers and fathers that are serving you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen their mortal bodies, oh God. Heal them, Lord God, from the very crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. Heal marriages, Lord God, hallelujah. Let husbands love their wives as Christ loves the church. And let the wife honor the husband, oh God. Father, let us come back to general respect for one another, oh God, in this age of this pandemic, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of peace and joy, Lord God, in the homes, Lord God. Let they have peace within their walls, oh God, and rich love, rich family, rich children, Lord God. Rich, when I say rich, Lord God, let them walk in the love and honor, Lord God, that you've given us, oh God. And then, Father, Lord God, we thank you, even for the grandmothers and the grandfathers, oh God, those that are yet alive, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we, Lord God, will come back as one family, Lord God, united, Lord God. And then, Lord God, for our children, Lord God, in this age of, oh God, the iPhones and the internet and the Facebook and all this stuff like that, God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that our families will start communicating again, not, Lord God,
texting each other, but we will talk, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we will spend time, Lord God, with one another, Lord God. Lord, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord God, you spoke words and you created the heavens, oh God. So, Lord God, you said your word is health and medicine to all our flesh. So, Lord, let us speak words of health. Let us speak words of life. Let us speak words of revelation. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for the words that you've given our parents and our grandparents, oh God, that want to speak, that spoke positivity to us, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, we thank you, oh God, in this age of the children, Lord God. Oh God, so many children run away, Lord God. So many children, Lord God, even like I was just watching the news, Lord God, with the girl that's missing, now her boyfriend that ran away, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that where sin abound, let grace much more abound, Lord God. Let love, oh God, let respect, Lord God. Oh God, let us walk, Lord God, in unity, Lord God. Oh Father, you said the greatest commandment is that is to love. Oh God, let us love one another, oh God. Let the whole family, Lord God, cousins, oh God. Oh, Father, don't let there be a funeral, Lord God, for people to make up. But while we're yet alive, oh, God, you said if we one sin against the other, that who even did not do the sin, Lord, go to the other one that may have committed the sin, Lord God, and ask for forgiveness, Lord God. Father, Lord, let us walk in a forgiving spirit, oh God, so families can become back one, oh God. I pray for unity of the family, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, we thank you. We pray, Lord God, in this COVID confinement, Lord God, with children now are being diagnosed with COVID, oh God, with children, Lord God, are afraid to go to school, with children, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, are frightened because their parents walk in fear, where children are angry because their parents are angry, Lord God. Oh, Father, we come against the spirit of division in the name of Jesus, God, first, that the spirit, Lord God, that was released on this earth, oh God. Oh, Father, as we pray for the bind the spirit of homosexuality, but Lord, let the vision be right there, Lord God, that our children will not walk on scribe. You said tell the parents, don't let put the children's teeth on edge, oh God. So Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, Lord God, let put a protective shield around our children, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh our children, Lord God. And when I say our children, not just the Christian children, Lord God, but the children who've got parents that don't know you for the pardoning of our sins, oh God. For the children whose parents are walking in the flesh, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that parents become saved, oh God. And oh God, and for the 13-year-old that has a baby, and then the 26-year-old, hallelujah, that had a that is a grandmother, Lord God, or whatever, God, or the 32-year-old, God, we need your wisdom to fall upon our children in this hour, God. We need your wisdom to fall upon the young mothers in this hour, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, hear your voice, oh God. You say, yea, God, you stand at the door and knock. So attune their ears that they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that, Lord God, send laborers around their path, oh God. Father, Lord God, even, oh God, as we live in this hour, Lord God, let us not be afraid to witness. Let us not be afraid to call the name of Jesus Christ. Let us not be afraid, oh God, hallelujah, to tell somebody that Jesus died for them. And Lord God, and win their souls back to Christ, so that our families can all be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Glory, God.
Amen. Amen. We love people. We love the families of God. We love God's creation. And we're so grateful you joined us this morning for Bible Storyland Family Day. We're honoring families today. Fathers and mothers and children and grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. And I'm so grateful for Prophetess Lawson because she is a wife, a mother, and she loves children. She loves family. She understands the Word of God. So I thank God for her prayers this morning. We thank God for each of you joining us this morning. We're so grateful. Well, it is time for the Word of God. You know, we love the word, I mean, the B-I-B-L-E, you know, the basic instructions before leaving earth. That's what we need today. We need to pick it up, get the dust off of it. We need to pick it up
get the dust off of it, you know, because God is speaking through his word, but he's also speaking throughout the world in various ways. Are you listening? I know we look at Channel 4, Channel 28, Channel 48, whatever it is we look at, we get on Facebook, whatever. But you know what? Sometimes you got to shut everything down. Get in the secret place and just listen for his voice. Because he's speaking to us just like he spoke to Moses, just like he spoke to Samuel. Remember, Samuel was a child. He speaks to children. Samuel didn't even know the voice of God. And Eli had almost forgotten the voice himself. So God went to Samuel. He said, Samuel, is God calling your children today? Are they coming in the room and say, did you call me, Mama? Did you call me, whoever's in the house? No. Could it be God calling your children? Yeah, he called children. So we got to be aware. We got to know when God's calling us, when he's calling our children. We got to teach our children. God will call on you. So this is how you listen to God. You get in a quiet place. We got to teach our children. It's 2021. Do you know yesterday when I was driving down the street, I saw about 7 or 8 emergency vehicles, sirens going. I'm like, Lord, what is going on? And I'm praying every time I see one, hear one. Lord, intervene. Lord, come. Lord, help. Give them discernment to handle the situations they have to handle. Some of them are tired. Nurses, doctors, they're tired. There's so much going on. We have to continually pray. Well, it's time for the word of God, as I said. Our speaker today is a mighty woman of God. She lives in Tallulah, Louisiana, where she was born. She is the host of The Voice, Voice Speaks Volumes. Her platform highlights those who are ordinary people. That's who Jesus walked the earth with, but are doing extraordinary things in their community and abroad to bring hope to the hopeless. She is the 11th of 15 children, the mother of 3 wonderful children, and the grandmother of 4 children. She is a God chaser. That's how we all need to. She's like we all need to be, a God chaser, with a mandate to aspire, inspire, and motivate others to live a purpose-driven life. So we welcome this morning a mighty woman of God. Her name is Prophetess Lynette Ewell, and we are so grateful for her joining us this morning. Good morning, Prophetess Ewell. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing good. It's a blessing. I tell you, I thank God for you, Mama G. Thank God for all that I've heard today. My soul rejoices.
Amen, amen. Well, it's time for the word of God. Let God have his way. Go right ahead and speak.
Well, Father, we do bless you today, God. We just thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. Father God, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that as I decrease, that you will increase. And, Lord, I pray, God, that you will say something today that will cause us and those who don't know you and the pardon of their sins to be healed, delivered, and set free, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I won't be before you long. I tell you, Mama G, I'm just grateful to God to share, and I'm just so full right now because of what I see. And, you know, right now I have a Jeremiah spirit. You know, I'm just burdened. And whenever God is burdened, we as his people, as his voices, we should be burdened. And so much is going on in the land, and not just in the land, but even on the home front. There is a lot that is going on, but I thank God that God still sits high and he looked low. And this morning, I just want to talk for a minute from the heart of 14. We all know, we say it all the time, but here it's recorded. If my people, those of us who God has created, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Our land needs healing. Now, this morning, this message is not for for the perfect people. I thank God for the perfect people. I thank God for those who got it together, and, you know, everything is just lining up. You got everything in order. But today this message is for those of us who can be transparent and real enough to say, due to some fault of my own, bad choices, or due to life's trials and tribulations, have left me broken, battered, and bruised. That's what we're seeing all around us. It's chaos. This chaos, everything that's going on. You got people who are trying to operate from a place of brokenness. They've not been healed yet. And what God has been showing me is that we as a people, we got to first, we're talking about family, right? We say this is family day, talking about family. What we got to do, we as a family, we have to heal. We have to heal. We're going forth and we're trying to do things and we're trying to lead people, but we have not dealt with our brokenness yet. Come on. We still got some things, some issues that we got to come to grips with. And even in the scriptures, 2 Chronicles 7:14, he's saying, you know, first of all, we got to humble ourselves and admit, God, I need you. God, I've made some mistakes. God, I've gotten myself into some situations. How can I get out of it? The church needs healing. We're operating from a place of brokenness. The family needs healing. We're broken. As we look at our families, there's so many missing pieces. And the first piece that's missing is the father. Father. And here it is, we as mothers, we're doing the best that we can, you know, with what we have, but God did not create it that way. If we go back to Genesis, when God created Adam and he said, you know what, it's not good for man to be alone. So then he took a rib. He took a rib. He took something from Adam, and then he formed the woman, Eve. Okay, and then they came together. That husband and wife, that began to start the family, the unit. Then there was Cain and Abel. Okay, so that was the family. We saw that picture. So here it is today. We bring it home in the 21st century. What is our definition of a family? I remember growing up and in the Baptist church, I remember the fans. And I remember seeing this picture, and I see it so vividly today. I saw the man, the woman, the boy, and the girl, a husband, a wife, a son, and a daughter. And I was little, but I said, God, one day, that's what I want to have. But when we look at the family structure today, Mama G, what do we see? What do we see? We see us just running everywhere. And like the woman of God said before, we got Snapchat, we got Facebook, and all this other stuff. That has become our family. We've left the foundation. We've left the foundation. What happened to the time when, you know, everybody would gather over at Madea's house or a big mama's house after Sunday service, and we would sit down at the dinner table? What happened to those days? When was the last time we actually sat down as a family? When? So we've left the foundation. We got to go back. We got to go back. I mean, we want God to do this and do that, but are we doing what God has required of us to do? We're focusing on everything else, but have we stopped to take the time to focus on the family? What has caused us to be in disarray? What caused the hurt? Hurt people hurt people. So when you got a man and he's hurting because he did not get the validation of his father, then he comes together with a woman who's hurting because she didn't get the hugs of her father, then we produce hurting children. It's family day, right?
Amen.
Where do we go from here with the family? Where do we go from here? How do we fix up what we messed up? How do we do it? And God yearns to bless the family. God has order. God has order. And yes, God, I'm so grateful for his mercy because God knows I've gone all around his order. But I can stand today and say he has been so merciful. Because when you begin to cry out and say, Lord, forgive me for I've sinned. I've got this thing wrong, but Lord, I'm trying to get it right. We got to focus on the family. The world wants us to focus on, you know, what the virus is doing and all this other stuff. No, no, we got to ignore that noise. Don't be distracted with the distractions. Come on, we got a bigger problem. We got to start at home. We have to start at home. Our babies are hurting because they're seeing the division. They're seeing the separation. And, Lord, the heartache of divorces. It's devastating to go through a divorce and then to have an innocent child in the midst of the divorce. So we got a lot of broken pieces. And I believe we as the church, we as leaders, we got to get to the point where we got to deal with the truth. We got to deal with the dark side of the matter. Said, you know, if my people who are called, and if we will humble ourselves, and we got to humble ourselves, and we got to admit, God, look, I've got this thing wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. God, help me. Help me to get back into perfect alignment. Amen? God so creatively and so graciously designed it to be family, but it has become so abruptly and disruptively indistinct. Almost unrecognizable. Really. When we sit in the church, how many families do we see coming through the door? The husband, the wife, the children. Now you're going to see the mother, and you may see the children and the grandchildren, but we've gotten so separated, and we've allowed so much attention of the world. The world has just gotten us so caught up that we've lost focus. We've lost focus, and it's to the point where, you know, the world says, okay, if it feels good, do it. If it's all right with you, okay, then it's all right with me. But what does God say? What does God say? God created man for woman. And I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying what God said. So if we're going to be productive, if we're going to be fruitful, we got to get back to the basics. We got to let them know whether they want to hear it or not. We have to stand. If nobody else stands, we have to stand. We have to stand. And anytime we take the Creator out of his creation, we get what we got, chaos. And that's what we have in this world today, chaos. Chaos. So we have to ask ourselves, God, how? How can I help? What can I do, God? And then we have to not be afraid to share what we've gone through. You know, yeah, it may have been an ugly mess, but guess what? We're still standing. We made it on broken pieces. We're here. We probably got here limping all the way, but we're here. We're here, and I believe God uses everything that we've gone through to help somebody else that's going through the same thing to know, hey, if I did it for her, if I did it for him, I can do it for you. But we got a full family is a unit. And it's not until the family can heal. See, the word says charity begins at home. At home. We got so many single parents trying to raise children, and some of them, they don't have that godly foundation. So when the kids get to school, they acting all unruly because the foundation is not there. So there's a lot of missing pieces. So we gotta get this thing right. We gotta fix it. And I just believe once we can get healed, then our families can get healed. Then our communities can get healed. Our schools can get healed. And then we can spread it abroad to the world. I think all of us have to search ourselves and say, God, you know what? Show me me. Show me me. If there are some deep, dark areas, and I'm going to be honest with you, there's times I've had to write letters to folks in the grave who hurt me.
But it's not until we can get beyond the unforgiveness and forgive and heal. You got people that's mean and angry. Why? Because they're hurting. We got young black boys killing each other. Why? Because they're hurting. They're hurting. They're hurting. They've lost that validation. They've not had it. They've not had a father to embrace them and say, son, I'm so proud of you. You know, come on. Century. Yes, we got a work to do. We got a work to do. And guess what? It's beyond the four walls. It's in our family. It's down the street. It's at the beauty shop. It's at the nail shop. The family needs healing. And the family is just not within the home. Again, we should operate, America should operate as a family. Yes, the school should operate as a family. The city should operate as a family. So we got to see how can we bring healing to the family so that we can go out and be productive and bear fruit. We should be bearing fruit. We're losing too many of our young people. And I thank God for the Madeas in my day who took me by the side and said, no, baby, no, uh-uh. No, no, you don't say that. You don't do that. But where are the Madeas of today? Where's the big mama? Where's big mama? So we have a situation, yes. And we have some children that have been born into a problem. It's not their fault, but now it has become their problem. So what do we continue to do? Do we just continue to gather on Sunday? When we do gather, well, now because of the virus, you know, a lot of churches have kind of shut down, you know, and we all right on Sunday, but how are we operating Monday through Saturday? How are we functioning? Again, hurt people. So we as leaders, we got to pray and ask God for that spirit of discernment so we can discern a spirit of suicide. We can discern a spirit of drug addiction. Come on, come on. We got to stop, you know, seeking God's hand and seek his face. Forget the house and the car and all this other stuff. God, I'm hungry for souls. I want to see people saved, healed, delivered, and set free. America, we need healing. We need healing. We need healing. We need our fathers to take their rightful place. It's not helping us when you got the grandfather, the father, and the son in the same prison. We got a situation. How do we deal with it? How do we deal with it? We cannot continue to have repeated cycles. So I need somebody to help me. Give me some answers. Give me some answers. Because my heart is hurting. My heart is hurting. And my heart is hurting for those who are hurting. We got crying, a silent cry, and we're not even discerning enough to even hear the cry. Too many kids are committing suicide. And God holds us accountable. For those of us who say we know him, he holds us accountable. So my two questions are, what happened to the family, and how can we restore the family? It's family day. It's family day. It's family day. Now, I still believe in family. I still believe in family. And God knows, listen, I'm not judging anybody. I commend those who are doing their best to hold it together because somebody got to try to keep it together. But we all got to search ourselves. And we got to ask God, okay, God, what part have I played in it to cause it to be in a disarray? And God, what can I do to fix it? You know, somebody said earlier, we got to lay aside the alt. You know, we got mothers and daughters not even speaking. Fathers and sons not even speaking. Sisters and brothers not even speaking. But we're a family. So it's time for us to deal with what we need to deal with. Let us get healed. so we can really, really go out and help those who are sick to be healed. And I understand, you know, it's for the church, come as you are. Yeah, the church is a hospital, but come on, you shouldn't be occupying a sick bed until you leave here. Come on, get healed, get whole so you can go out and help somebody else. Come on. Come on. It's time for us to really, really, really bring glory to God's name, really be the epitome of who Christ was. Amen? Amen. It's family day.
Amen.
Praise God. The family. Where is the family? Where is the family? And Jesus said he didn't come for the healed. The healed doesn't need a physician. So those who your family is in alignment, we commend you. We thank God for you. But I'm talking to those of us who are trying to get this thing right. We're trying to get this thing right. So I pray that something has been said to provoke us. To provoke us. That's what I want to do this morning, to provoke us to do more. And family is not always our immediate family. It could be extended. You know, sometimes it may be somebody whose family, maybe there's some children and they don't have parents. Maybe their parents are deceased, you know. So family goes beyond just our little circle. And if we are in the body of Christ, we are a family. We are a family. But I'm thankful today, woman of God, for the opportunity, and I just pray that something has been said to really provoke us, because we got chaos. When you got 3-year-olds taking guns to school, really? You got 2-year-olds talking back to the teachers, cursing them out, and come on, we can't be satisfied. I know I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied with what I see. It breaks my heart. But with loving kindness, we have to draw them. With loving kindness, we have to draw them. We have to be the example. But God wants to heal the family. God wants to heal. He wants to heal. And if the world is going to be healed, they're going to be healed through us. If the world is going to be saved, we should not be mimicking the world's way of doing things. No, the world should be mimicking us as Christians. We shouldn't be following after them. The world shouldn't have more influence on us than Christ has. The world should not have more influence on our children than the Word of God has. Y'all, so we got to fast and we got to pray. Yes, God, for souls to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Jesus. Thank God for the opportunity. And if anybody listening, if you have any comments, you have any questions, please, you can call me, 318-228-1398. But God is saying, it's time for us to take our rightful place. It's time for us to be the remnant. It's time for our voices to be heard. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Oh, my God. What a mighty message. Thank you so much, Prophetess Ewell. We appreciate that message. You know, like she said, it's family day. And her spirit is burdened like a Jeremiah. Yeah, remember Rachel? She was weeping because she lost all her children. And we today, we got to pay attention to what's going on around us. We who are spiritual parents, we got to be parents to other children who don't have spiritual parents. So I thank God for that word about brokenness. The only wholeness we can have is in God. The only wholeness we can have is in God. So I thank God for the word that she brought forth. You know, where are the fathers? Where are the mothers? Telling you. Sometimes they're right there in the household.
But God gave me a message one time, missing in action. You could be right there in your household, God. Missing in action. You're not moving forward in what God called you to do. You're missing in action. Sometimes the mother in one room, the father in another, the child and the children in another room, they don't come, like she said, they don't come together for, you know, meals. Ain't no meals being cooked in the house. They eating pizza. They eating Pop-Tart, whatever it is. You know, when we grew up, when C.E. Well and I grew up, you could come home from school or on a Sunday.
Amen.
You know a meal was going to be cooked.
Amen.
Yeah, good you God. Knew a meal. And I ain't talking about pizza meal. I'm talking about chicken, collard greens, cornbread, you know, ham. You know, whatever it is, it was a whole meal, green beans. You know, you could expect a whole meal. So I thank God this was an awesome message, woman of God. Second Chronicles 14, we are called by his name, and we thank God for her. Well, before we move forward, we have singer Tyson on with us and her daughter, Shyla. And then we're going to open the lines up. Someone may want to say hello to you, Prophetess Ewell. We have quite a few people on here. We're going to take a few minutes to do that. So, Minister Tyson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Tyson, hello.
Hello.
So we thank God for this opportunity. And we enjoyed the message on the family this morning. So I enjoy hearing from the sister in Christ.
Sure.
And we're going to sing a song, and I'm briefly do a talk about, what is it? What's the name of the song?
You thought I was worth saving.
Okay, you thought I was worth saving. So Jesus saved our life, and we just thank God for salvation. You ready? Come on.
You thought I was worth saving. So you came to change my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be old, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came to change my life. You thought I was worth keeping,
so you cleaned
me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
Thank
so you sacrificed your life. So I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. Hallelujah, glory to God who changed my life. I will praise you. I'll worship you.
Forever.
I'll give you the glory.
Forever.
So I can be free. So I can be whole. So I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving. Amen. We thank God for that.
Amen.
Today. And we just thank God for who he is. He prayed for us.
Yes, amen. Praise God.
All right. Thank you, Minister Tyson. Is your husband available to pray? I know you said he's on. I see his number, but is he available to pray? He's working.
I'm on.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Thank God. That's Minister Tyson's husband, Minister Keith Hughes, and their precious daughter, Skylar. I mean, Skye, I'm so proud of you. Oh, my God. She is growing up. I remember when she first started singing on the radio with us, I could hear her mother, but this time I heard mostly Skye.
Amen.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Yes. So, Minister Keith, pray a brief prayer for families. Thank you for being on.
You're welcome. And it's Skye Dan, Skyden, not Skylar, Skye Dan. Father, in the name
Thank
of Jesus,
you so
Lord,
much.
We come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence, God, saying thank you, Lord, for this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we worship you, we honor you, we adore you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah, we thank you right now for families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It was you, Lord, who created the institution of family, Lord, when you started in the Garden of Eden, Lord, with Adam and Eve, and then they had Cain and Abel, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. You created the foundation, Lord. Hallelujah. It's a man and a woman, Lord. Not man and man or woman and woman, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all those families that are under attack right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would galvanize them, oh God. We pray for every marriage right now, every marriage, God, that's under attack right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We know that marriage is ordained by you to be a man and a woman, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind and we cast out every demonic force that's trying to come against the institution of family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those families that are in the wrong right now, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, men and married to men, women married to women, we ask that you give them a mind to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for all those broken homes right now, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will put them back together, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are not only a heart fixer and a mind regulator, but you are a family fixer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, right now, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all those parents right now that have kids that are unsaved, that are being unruly right now. Lord, touch them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Every child, hallelujah, God, that's growing up in a broken home, we pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we believe you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that you will return families to the way they should be, oh God. And, Lord, I pray for every family that's represented on this line right now. Lord, we all have loved ones that are unsaved, oh God. We ask that you touch them and strengthen them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, let families put you first, Lord. Let past families put you first, Lord, because you told us the word, one who puts their trust in you is like a man who builds his house on a rock, and the storms and the winds beat against it vehemently, but it stood because it was built upon a rock. And, Lord, we know that rock is you. Lord, we look to you, oh, Lord. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that hallelujah, that you are the God of families, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you right now. And it is so, oh God. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you. Minister Keith Hughes from Texas, we thank God for that powerful prayer. Because I'm telling you, we need to spend 24/7. We need to fast and pray for family. God said, "God don't come out by just prayer. You got to pray and fast." So I thank God for the Word of God, for the prayers. I'm gonna unmute the lines. I'm gonna ask that if you want to say something concerning families, say hello to Prophetess Ewell. Would you state your name and where you're from? Just a brief, brief statement because we're going to be closing out soon. So the lines are unmuted. I say good morning to you all. Thank you for being on. Good morning. Don't hesitate. Jump right in.
This process is Ernestine Lawson. I just want to say I thank the woman of God for the word. I think that I felt her heart, especially when she asked, you know, about what's going on with the family, and that she needed an answer. And then I would like to say amen, because really we cannot respond, amen, to say what the answer is, but we know that Jesus is the answer for the world today. And we need, hallelujah, and I'm saying this, amen, because I felt your heart, amen, in spite of COVID, in spite of wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, we still got to be the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We got to be ambassadors of the kingdom of God. What sometimes the only Jesus somebody's going to see is each one of us. So we got to still be doing the master's will. And so that's all I want to say. I thank her.
Thank God for you. Anyone else? Take it briefly.
Karen, I tell.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Tawana Watkins from Lake Providence, and I want to say good morning to Prophetess Yule. She's a part of my family in Tallulah, Louisiana. Good word, Pastor. Good word, Prophetess.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Next.
Karen Eichel.
Yeah. Yes, Karen, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to say that I want to thank the minister for what he was saying about marriage is not for people in the same sex.
Okay, when he was praying. Okay, thank you. All right, anybody else?
This is Pastor Donald Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. I truly enjoyed that word today. Families need to hear this message. I thank God for my family, but my family stands in the need of prayer right now. God bless you. I enjoyed the message today.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you.
Thank God for the word today, because like she said, you have to have that spiritual discernment to know what's going on in the family. And we can get together and pray. We have to know, and all this is going to really, like you say, glorify God. So we have to get to hurt. We've got to pray. She said, people hurt. Your families are hurting. You don't know what's hurting. You don't know this brother or sister not getting along, hurting one another. She brought all these things up. You know, all this can happen. So we have to have that spiritual discernment to pray and what's going on in our families to bring them together. Praise God. You know, because so much killings are going on. We don't want anything like that. We give God the glory and the praise. I thank my sister today. Thank you,
God bless
Lord.
God bless you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning.
Can you?
Yes.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Vivian.
Oh, okay. I'll come on.
Praise God. Praise God.
Go ahead.
I am so blessed by the woman of God this morning. We all are hurting because of the families. Praise God. Hallelujah. But she asked, what was the answer? The answer's right there in the word. If my people, which are called by my name, and if family would turn back to the way God, she said it, if people, families would turn back to the way God created them to be. But they won't turn, because the Bible say in the last days these things don't come about. So all we know now is to pray and bring the word forth. Let it go forth, and those that want to hear, let them hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we continue to tell them, because he told us to tell them. Go and tell them. And I'm glad that she's a woman of God. Hallelujah. Going forth to tell them, praise God, the way, the right way. God bless you, woman of God. We connect in prayer together. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is June. I just want to say that I had another appointment at 8 o'clock and something else to do, but I wanted to get on at the end to let you know that I have been praying for you and your ministry.
Thank you so much.
And
right.
Okay.
Thank you, babe. Next. All right. Well, we thank God for each of you who, you know, came on, had some words of encouragement. You know what? I'm telling you, salvation is what we need today. We need to be about our Father's, reach out to the lost. Every day we need to reach out to the lost. I was at the park the other day. Usually I go to the park in the evening, but the Lord sort of put in my spirit to go in the morning. And as I walked to the park, maybe about three blocks, I said, oh, I'm going to walk 2 miles today at the park, but I saw a lot of children. Lord said, go pray with me. So I prayed with the children. After they come to school, they went to, they got on the school bus and left. And as I continued to walk, I saw a little boy. I said, oh, you boy, you had a uniform on. He said, you going to school? We with our sister. And then I saw a little girl. I said, you going to school? We with our sister. He was about 7 or 8. She was about 5 or 6. So what happened was, I saw the older sister. She was between 12 and 14. I said, you all going to school? She said, we woke up late. I said, that's okay. You can still go to school.
And she said, we going to be here till 2 o'clock. Now, mind you, it was about 9:30 in the morning. I said, well, baby, you can't stay in the park till 2:30. You got to go to school. Y'all go to school. I said, you want me to pray for you? No! No!
Mm.
Okay.
My Lord.
I prayed for them silently. They left out the park. The Lord said, watch them. So I watched them walk out the park. They kept looking back at me, looking back at me. But they kept on walking. I don't know if they went to school. But I prayed that they would reach the school. And you know what? We got to stop what we're doing and pray. Now, those children were in trouble. I don't know why they didn't just stay home. Maybe their parents sent them to school. We don't know. But we got to pray for our children. They could got kidnapped.
Yeah. My God. Amen.
People are snatching children. And they're putting them in these vehicles that are, you can't hear outside the vehicle. Those vehicles are insulated. Or not insulated, but I can't think of the word. But you can't hear. They can scream all they want, but you can't hear. But we got to pray. Shut the TV down. Shut Facebook down. Shut Twitter down. Pray. Pray for our children. They're in trouble. Some of them getting gunned down in the street. Some of them carrying guns, like Prophet said, they're carrying guns to nursing school, the daycare. We got to pray. It's praying time. We ain't got time to watch Love and Life or whatever else we doing. We got to stop and pray for our children. The generation is missing. The Lord gave me something to write. It's called, Will I Be Next? No, we don't want our sons and daughters to be next. We want them to live. Will I be next? No, we want our sons and our daughters to live. They got to live because God put a purpose on the inside of them. No, they're not going to be next because we're going to pray for them. No, they're going to be, they're going to live to see their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, and they're going to pray. No, they're not going to be next. We cancel the assignment of next right now, and we decree and declare they should live and not die. We claim them for the kingdom of God now in Jesus' name. Will I be next? I'm going to briefly read this real quick. This is what God gave me, and it's in one of the books that I wrote. Will I be next? Many young people ask the question, here's one of them. I was born a child of color. My hair is black or brown, sandy or reddish in the sun. Who am I? I did not choose my color. However, I'm grateful to my creator for choosing this color skin for my soul to live in. You see, I had nothing to do with who birthed me, who nursed me, or even who taught me. Those were things chosen for me way before I was even thought of. Given that I'm a child of color living in the first century, I listen to the news and see it live, not on TV, radio, or internet. I hear and see the news live on the spot. News in my neighborhood as I walk, ride, slide, or glide. Drama, live, and in color. People falling, fighting, brawling, ambulances, sirens at their loudest. Drama. A vehicle close behind in front, which brings me the question, will I be next? Black children in my neighborhood have been shot down, beaten, and drugged up, put down and left for dead. I've even seen bodies left and their souls gone out of their bodies in a split second, in the wink of an eye. Where was my eye? Sometimes looking in my environment, sometimes looking in my cell phone as I walk down the street. On the way through the crime-filled streets, an ambulance is coming. It's sirens loud as the vehicles race through my neighborhood, which makes me wonder, will I be next? Will I live to see my son or my daughter being born? Will I ever be a grandfather? Will I be able to stay out of gangs? Or will prison cell hold me captive? What's in the future for me? Will I be next? Will I live to be 100 and 30 or 3 or 33. Who knows what's next for a man child of color? Will I attend a university or will I sit on a universal corner shooting up heroin in my veins, playing dice, having nowhere to lay my head? Will I be next? Was I defeated before my mama pushed me out of her womb?
Do I stand a chance, or will I, or will they come after me saying, stand my ground? Will I be next? Only my Creator, Father God, knows. Lord, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I refuse to fear, because the Lord is my maker, the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is the shade upon my right hand. I shall live, and not die. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for that poem, that writing that he gave me a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thank God for young people. You know, many young people don't go to church today. We don't take grandmas, grandpas, they don't take them to church no more. Mm-hmm. We had to go to church. We didn't have no cell phone in front of us. People said, well, they bored. Well, let them be bored so they can get the word on the inside of them. So I thank God for each of you today. Today is family day. I'm fired up. I don't know. I know Minister Ewell, she fired me up with that great message. So I thank God for you.
Bless God for you, woman of God.
I'm going to ask Minister Ewell to say a closing prayer for us. We're going to pray one prayer. We're going to include Pastor Donna Hawkins, Jackson Travis, the senior citizens' family, and however else God leads you to pray, woman of God. And so we're going to be closing out with that prayer by Minister Ewell from Tallulah, Louisiana. We thank God for you. We thank God for the word you put on the inside of you. So we're going to let you pray now. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you, woman of God, and your platform. Heavenly Father, we just bless you this day, Lord God. We thank you for what our ears have heard, Father God. And we pray that the word will penetrate our hearts, God. Now, I pray for this woman of God. I pray that you would continue to bless her and bless her endeavors. And I pray for all those who have came on this morning and shared the gift of song, gift of prayer, God. And then we want to pray, God, for those families who are mourning the loss of their loved ones today. Now, God, it is our prayer, Father God, Lord, that you will heal this land. And we pray that your word will go forth and will not return unto you void. Even as we prepare, God, on tomorrow, the pastors, the leaders, they're going to prepare a word to your people. We pray in Jesus' name that it will be a word of hope and a word of healing. And we bless you for this day and all the blessings that you've given unto us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Have a God-filled day. Don't forget, praise the Lord.
And
like
you
never
prayed
before. Amen. Don't forget, praise the Lord. God
amen.
Loves you
amen.
So much. He loves you as well. So thank God. Have a great day. Love y'all.
All right, you all too. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.